WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. State and local officials on notice. Don't get in the way of President Trump's immigration enforcement efforts.
The three-page memo from a senior Justice Department official who previously served as a Trump defense lawyer directs U.S. attorneys to investigate and prosecute local and state officials who resist, obstruct, or otherwise fail to comply with federal immigration commands and requests. A number of senior career officials in the department have now been reassigned by the new leadership to a Sanctuary Cities Enforcement Task Force. They've been told if they don't like it, they can leave.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. At Nashville's Antioch High School, a 17-year-old male student shot and killed a female student and wounded a male student before killing himself. Nancy Lieutenant Cologne died at a nursing home in New York. She was the first black woman to join the U.S. Army Nurse Corps when Truman desegregated the military in 1948. One of six siblings who served, Nancy Lieutenant Cologne was 104. This is ABC News. Federal authorities have named the first Border Patrol agent killed in the line of duty in over a decade.
The shooting in Coventry, Vermont was first reported Monday afternoon.
Stage north of the area for an active police incident.
Emergency audio from Broadcastify and Customs and Border Protections identified the 44-year-old agent who was killed as David Malin. They say he was shot and killed following a traffic stop with two people in a car, one described as a German national on a current visa. That person is dead and injured suspects being treated at a hospital. Malin's family told the AP he worked security duty at the Pentagon during the September 11th attacks. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Songwriters Hall of Fame announced inductees for 2025. Among them, the Doobie Brothers. So's George Clinton and Mike Love of the Beach Boys, also on the list. Songwriters qualify for induction 20 years after the first commercial release of one of their songs. These inductees to be honored June 12th. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Bucks game called off due to weather. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks game tonight against the Pelicans has been called off due to the winter weather in New Orleans. The city hit in some areas with up to a foot of snow, making travel for fans in Louisiana treacherous. So the Bucks are returning to Milwaukee. They'll host the Miami Heat at 6:30 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. And the NBA says the game against the Pelicans will be rescheduled at a later date. College basketball. Badgers returning after losing at UCLA 85-83. Marquette with an easy win over Seton Hall, 76-59. NFL, the Chicago Bears introducing their new head coach, Ben Johnson, who has been the offensive coordinator of the Lions the past three seasons.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' new head coach, Ben Johnson, with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but low 20s with sun Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s. Currently we're at 8.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio joins us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Also, this shouldn't be a thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy midweek. A lot to talk about today. Presidential payola, the evolution of political bribery. We'll get into that in a minute. Also, weirdly, I'll bet Donald Trump didn't expect this from his pardon. You'll be surprised how Trump decided on a blanket pardon. Also, Trump signs an executive order asserting that all American men are actually legally women. You know, with these people, the stupid goes all the way down. In the second hour of our program, let's talk about the executive orders that Donald Trump signed and all the good stuff Biden has done that Trump just repealed. We'll get into that in the second hour. Also, a D.C. bishop takes on Trump to his face. Wow. Can we all be as brave as she was? It's being reported also that Pete Hegseth's wife feared for her safety. Have you heard this in the news? In the third hour of our program, what to do if you see ICE agents in your neighborhood, and why isn't the media talking about Trump's lies from Inauguration Day? I mean, he literally started out lying. Why isn't the media calling this out? This is a bad sign for the rest of the, you know, the next 4 years. That in the third hour of the program, we've got a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with presidential payola. This is my daily take over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Presidential Payola, the Evolution of Political Bribery. You know, Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew both took cash bribes in the White House. With Nixon, it was Jimmy Hoffa. It was when Nixon was vice president. Jimmy Hoffa bringing in a briefcase with $500,000 in it saying, you know, get me out of the Sun Valley land prosecution, which Nixon did. They dropped the prosecution just before Kennedy became president. And, you know, and then the milk, a group of milk producers allegedly came in and gave him $500,000 bribe in cash. Similarly, Spiro Agnew had been shaking people down when he was the governor of Maryland, and he continued those shakedowns in the White House. He ended up resigning. Well, both of them resigned, ultimately. Well, since then, bribing politicians has gotten a hell of a lot easier since five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court have legalized it. The peak of this was obviously Citizens United saying that, you know, money is not actually money. It can be construed as speech. And the First Amendment says that the government can't impede free speech. So the government, therefore, can't impede money that rich people give to politicians. In other words, bribery is now legal. But in that context, it all had to be done, you know, via things like super PACs and PACs and campaign donations and things. Well, that wasn't enough for Donald Trump. I mean, he has collected hundreds of millions of dollars that way. In fact, he's now collected hundreds of millions of dollars for his inaugural committee. And then his inaugural, you know, I mean, they spent just a tiny fraction of that. He gets to, as far as I can tell, keep the rest of that money. You know, he's been a small-time hustler throughout his career, you know, selling Bibles and sneakers and steaks and vodka and Trump water. I mean, all kinds of weird stuff. And he expanded those schemes in 2016 when he first became president, you know, selling other things. But and in fact, remember back in 2000 when he said, And I quote, "It's very possible that I could be the first presidential candidate to run and make money on it." Yeah. Well, after his son-in-law got $2 billion from Saudi Arabia, and his company's made an estimated $2.4 billion during the 4 years he was in the White House, it appears he's decided that the small stuff is for pikers, and he's going to crank the door wide open to serious tens of billions of dollars in money. First, he and Jared are working on working with several foreign governments. Judd Legum has a great piece about this over at popular.info this morning. Bulgaria, they're going to be building a hotel there. Vietnam. Vietnam's our fourth largest trading partner. So if they're building a Trump Tower in Vietnam, I'm skeptical that we're going to see any tariffs on Vietnam, right? I mean, this is just blatant. But then he kicked the door to corruption even wider. A fungible crypto asset is something that presumably has value. You know, in this case, they're claiming collector value. That is, in limited numbers because it's on a blockchain. In other words, each one is individual. Each one has basically an individual serial number, would be a way of thinking of it. It's a metaphor to describe it, but I think it's a pretty reasonable description. So there's only a limited number of them. And so what Trump has come up with is this dollar Trump coin, $TRUMP. And Melania has one, $Melania, which is essentially just a digital picture of Donald Trump with his fist up and the words fight, fight, fight. It has no underlying value whatsoever. It's not based on a cryptocurrency, even though it's traded on a blockchain. It's not based on cryptocurrency. It's not based on gold. It's not based on anything other than, hey, we want to give money to Donald Trump. And so far, it looks like he's made about $8 billion off this thing, or at least that's what the market value of it is right now. And the bottom line is that this is a really easy way for anybody who wants to bribe Donald Trump to do so. And because this is traded on the Solana blockchain, which is public, essentially, I mean, you can look at the blockchain and you can see the transactions that are happening. Trump can see who gave him money, so he knows who to do favors for. Now, you and I don't know, we can't see that. Here's how it works. What the blockchain does is it records transactions between digital wallets. And each digital wallet has a long string of numbers or numbers and letters associated with it that identifies it. So if I wanted to bribe Donald Trump, I go to him and I say, you know, I'm going to buy $1 million or I'm going to buy $1 billion worth of your tokens. And here is this long, 20 some odd digit, whatever it is, number that represents my wallet. So when you see this amount of money showing up on this number, you'll know that's me. And then I buy the tokens and now Donald Trump can sell those tokens instantly, on the market if he wants, off the blockchain. And put that money in his pocket. Just fill his money bin with it. And I don't have to be an American citizen to do this. I could be a foreign government. I could be Vladimir Putin. I could be Kim Jong-un. I could be President Xi of China. You know, pretty much anybody can shovel as much money as they want. Well, right now, up to, $8 or $10 billion, and they're going to, because they produced 200 million of these things, and they say that they're going to produce another 800 million of them to create $1 billion of them, in the next 3 years. So every year of his presidency, they're going to roll out more opportunities for wealthy people and foreign governments to bribe Donald Trump personally. And he doesn't have to share this with Jared. I mean, this isn't like the $2 billion that Saudi Arabia gave Jared. Or the $1 billion that they gave Steve Mnuchin. He doesn't have to share it with anybody. Alexander Hamilton had some thoughts on this, our first Treasury Secretary. He and James Madison, and John Jay wrote three of them, I think, but he and James Madison, by and large, wrote the Federalist Papers, which was the sales pitch for the Constitution back in 1787, 1788. Got to think for a minute here on numbers. But anyhow, Alexander Hamilton wrote, evils, he's writing about, you know, the president being bribed. He said, evils of this description ought not to be regarded as imaginary. One of the weak sides of republics, among their numerous advantages, is that they afford too easy an inlet to foreign corruption. In republicans, persons elevated from the mass of the community by the suffrages of their fellow citizens to stations of great preeminence and power may find compensations for betraying their trust. Hence it is that history furnishes us with so many mortifying examples of the prevalency of foreign corruption in republican governments. How much this contributed to the ruin of the ancient commonwealths has already been delineated, which led to them writing into the Constitution the Foreign Emoluments Clause, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, that says, and I quote, no person holding any office of profit or trust among the, under them shall, without the consent of Congress, accept any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or foreign state. Now, what's interesting is Hamilton didn't think that this applied to the president. So to solve that, and the Supreme Court has never ruled on the Emoluments Clause. So to solve that uncertainty, in 1966, Congress passed the Foreign Gifts and Decorations Act, which specifically identifies the president and vice president and says they can't take gifts from foreign governments without the consent of Congress. But enforcing that law would require, you know, presumably Pam Bondi to prosecute, to investigate and prosecute Donald Trump. And she's made it fairly clear in her, you know, confirmation hearings that she has no intention of ever challenging Donald Trump. So, and this is, you know, part of just a sprawling collection of internet and blockchain-based crypto operations that the Trump crime family, particularly his two sons, are undertaking. Wendy Siegelman has a deep dive into them over her brilliant Substack newsletter. So, Trump, in his inaugural address, said that he's beginning a new golden age in America. Well, it won't be a golden age for you and me. It's going to be a golden age for Trump's money bins and pretty much nothing else. What say you? 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF. It's a leading voice for the separation of church and state, and they're standing up for your rights as a non-religious or even a religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit FFRF, you know, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511 to become a member today. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's FFRF.us/Hartman. FFRF.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511.
From states to coins, it's a legacy of greed. Selling out America. Nixon's milk deals to Agnew's cash.
Well, about 23 minutes past the hour. So I'm guessing Donald Trump wasn't expecting this when he pardoned the people who assaulted police, killed three police officers on January 6th back in 2021. But The International Association of Chiefs of Police and the Fraternal Order of Police have both issued statements condemning Trump's pardons. Now, it probably to make it look good, they also condemned Joe Biden, who commuted the death sentence of a couple of people who were convicted of killing police to life in prison without parole. But Joe Biden didn't let anybody out of jail, or at least, you know, anybody who killed a cop. Donald Trump let everybody out of jail. But this is what the police officers said. This is a joint statement by both the Fraternal Order of Police and the Association of Chiefs of Police. They write, the IACP and FOP are deeply discouraged by the recent pardons and commutations granted by both the Biden and Trump administrations to individuals convicted of killing or assaulting law enforcement officers. The IACP and FOP firmly believe that those convicted of such crimes should serve their full sentences. They said these crimes against law enforcement agents are not just attacks on individuals or public safety. They are attacks on society and undermine the rule of law. Allowing those convicted of these crimes to be released early diminishes accountability and devalues the sacrifices made by courageous law enforcement officers and their families. Yeah. If your local news station has not carried that, you might want to let them know about it. Odds are they don't. Meanwhile, it's come out that Donald Trump decided to release everybody on spur of the moment, apparently. According to this piece over at Mediaite by David Gilmore, it was a last-minute decision amid an internal debate. And finally, he just said, F it, release them all, according to one insider who shared this with Axios. It was just, you know, 8 days before the inauguration that J.D. Vance went on Fox and said, and I quote, if you committed violence that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned. Yeah, Vance kind of got out over his skis, you know. Don't think that's going to play well with Mr. Trump. But Rachel Maddow did this really good rant about how if you want to slow down the destruction of America, the main weapon that we can use against Republicans is shame. And the media is all over every Republican member of Congress who lets a reporter get near them saying, you know, what do you think about these pardons? Do you think it's okay to release somebody who tried to kill a police officer, somebody who assaulted police officers, somebody who tried to kill Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence? Really? That's okay with you? And this is just the start. I'm going to get into some of Trump's lies and, you know, other weird stuff. He just signed the weirdest executive order ever. I'll tell you, we are all now women, me included.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Legally, anyway, I guess, you know, we're all women. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. State and local officials on notice. Don't get in the way of President Trump's immigration enforcement efforts.
The three-page memo from a senior Justice Department official who previously served as a Trump defense lawyer directs U.S. attorneys to investigate and prosecute local and state officials who resist, obstruct, or otherwise fail to comply with federal immigration commands and requests. A number of senior career officials in the department have now been reassigned by the new leadership to a Sanctuary Cities Enforcement Task Force. They've been told if they don't like it, they can leave.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. At Nashville's Antioch High School, a 17-year-old male student shot and killed a female student and wounded a male student before killing himself. Nancy Lieutenant Cologne died at a nursing home in New York. She was the first black woman to join the U.S. Army Nurse Corps when Truman desegregated the military in 1948. One of six siblings who served, Nancy Lieutenant Cologne was 104. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a fifth season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script. But it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks game called off due to weather. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks game tonight against the Pelicans has been called off due to the winter weather in New Orleans. The city hit in some areas with up to a foot of snow, making travel for fans in Louisiana treacherous. So the Bucks are returning to Milwaukee. They'll host the Miami Heat at 6:30 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. And the NBA says the game against the Pelicans will be rescheduled at a later date. College basketball. Badgers returning after losing at UCLA 85-83. Marquette with an easy win over Seton Hall, 76-59. NFL, the Chicago Bears introducing their new head coach, Ben Johnson, who has been the offensive coordinator of the Lions the past three seasons.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' new head coach, Ben Johnson, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but low 20s with sun Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s. Right now it's 7.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that Pete? Did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week with our friend Greg Vadney from the Roar Museum in Manitowoc. Then documentary filmmaker Kate Stapleton joins me to talk about her film, which premieres at the Door County Film Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's in the press. Stand with the unions. Don't settle for less. Beware the one party state. Vote while you can before it's too late. Take a stand. Take the lead. This is the fight that freedom will need. How to fight tyranny. Here's where it starts. With courage and truth and a fire in your heart. Resist their commands. Let your voice ring clear. Freedom's a battle, but we hold it dear.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So by federal order, I'm now a woman. It's very cool. I mean, you know, it hasn't changed my voice. But, you know, this is Trump's federal order that executive orders that was intended to outlaw being trans in the United States. It says sexual referred to an individual's immutable biological classification is either male or female. It is not a synonym for and does not include the concept of gender identity. And it goes on to say female means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the large reproductive cells. Yeah. And here's the thing. If you took high school biology, you probably already know this, but remember how, you know, when the egg is fertilized and it starts, it gets this ball of cells, gets bigger and bigger, and then it develops kind of a little tail, and we look like a tadpole. And that's like, you know, what, a couple of weeks in. And sexual differentiation, that is the development of genitals, doesn't begin until the fifth or sixth week. So at conception, we're all women. The you know, male genitalia does not begin to appear until the fifth or sixth week. So I guess, you know, it's... Yeah, now, the reason, of course, why they put beginning at or belonging at conception in there is because this is the setup for fetal personhood, for saying that a fertilized egg or a zygote or a fetus are all, you know, human beings who are deserving of the protections of law, including protections against murder, so that they will be able to prosecute women who have abortions or investigate women who have miscarriages. I mean, this is all part of the grand Republican plan to push women back into a pre-1920 position where it's harder for them to vote. You've got 20 some odd states now where if a woman's name on her birth certificate is different from the name on her driver's license, which is the case with about 80% of married women, then she no longer has the right to vote, or at least to register to vote. And if she gets purged from the voting rolls because she happens to live in a blue city in a red state, when she tries to re-register to vote, if her birth certificate and her driver's license are different, she won't be able to until she can prove that she legally changed her name. And I personally, I don't know a single woman who is married who changed her name when she got married who went through a legal name change process. You know, I know Louise didn't. I mean, I don't know anybody who did. It's very rare that, maybe it's not so rare now, but, you know, certainly, you know, 50 years ago, it was very rare. And, I mean, there's just no need to. You just, you know, adopted your new name. But anyway, this is all part of this whole grand plan that Republicans have for America's women, the modern Taliban. So what's on your mind? Pete in Indian Wells, California. Hey, Pete, what's up?
Well, hi, Tom. You know, I've been pretty glum lately for, you can imagine why. And, I put an old CD that I had made many, many years ago in my car, And up came the song, I Had a Hammer. And it was really uplifting to me, and it made me realize that no matter how hard they tried, they never really were able to suppress the voice of freedom in music, literature, and art.
True.
And so I think that that's our path forward, is to reinvent that philosophy from back in my youth. As Lee Hayes said, if it wasn't for being blacklisted, I wouldn't have minded.
Yeah.
So we have voice, and we have a place to combat this that's worked previously and can work for us again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen this twice in my life now, in a big way. You know, the censorship of the Smothers Brothers and all that kind of stuff back in the 60s and 70s, you know, right. The anti-war movement. And now, you know, this whole shift of American mainstream media toward ignoring basically Trump's lies and his crimes. And, you know, in fact, I'm going to get into, you know, his lies. It's really pretty breathtaking. You know, they're all just trying to sanewash him and whitewash everything he's doing. It's just, it's crazy. Pete, thank you. Spot on.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the inspiration. Appreciate it. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I agree with the last caller, and I loved Louise's last song. They can't do anything with that yet.
Yeah.
And when I love your call screener, he agrees with me. The reverend who spoke to Trump during the service yesterday, I thought she was respectful, and I didn't think she said anything wrong. And so I sent the recording. I watched it on Ari, and I sent it to my cousin. And her first response was, oh, it will just fall on deaf ears. And I said, but look at the family's faces and look at Vance's face. There's stunned reactions. Yeah. And so then she did. And then she said that they didn't like her audacity. And when she said that, Tom, that kind of bothered me because that's something you'd hear on Fox. Yeah. And I was like,
oh, Fox is all over this.
Then I said to her, Trump needs some preaching, and that I was proud of her. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't like her saying that part. But, Tom, I agree with you on so many things. I think you probably have the same opinion. And then I just want to say I love you and all your callers. And I do believe Trump already has his army of the black shirts, which are the Proud Boys, and of the red shirts, which are the lower soldiers, his MAGAs.
Yeah,
and
the red hats.
Yeah, red hats. What do you think about the reverend? I thought she did well.
I thought she did brilliantly. We're going to play that clip in the next hour. And because I just thought it was so great, it's really worth sharing with people.
Oh, good. You have the same opinion.
Yeah, yeah. She was willing to speak truth to power. That's a very rare thing. Vance was rolling his eyes. Trump was trying to nod off, trying to pretend he wasn't paying attention. Vance kept turning to his wife as if to say, can you believe this? And she kept ignoring him, which I thought was great. His wife may be a little subversive.
Secondly, Trump's tweet, he calls her a so-called bishop.
Yeah.
That is so wrong.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, Trump has no class. It's just, he's just a small-minded, pathetic little man. And I think everybody knows it. He certainly knows it. Jessica, thank you for the call. Claire in Chicago. Hey, Claire, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I was listening to Glenn Kirshner last night on his YouTube channel, and he says that
he's the former federal prosecutor, right?
Yes, and he's got a show called Justice Matters.
Yeah.
And he said that the fact that Trump pardoned the insurrectionists is a violation of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. To give aid and comfort to an insurrectionist constitutionally disqualified from holding public office, and he himself is an insurrectionist. But I wanted to know your thoughts. Do you think, in light of the fact that he has pardoned the incarcerated insurrectionists who have been found guilty of insurrection, that he can be Trump can be removed from office now because of what he did?
Well, the problem persists that the Supreme Court said that clause of the Constitution cannot be enforced because Congress never passed law legislation, putting it into, you know, establishing an enforcement mechanism for it. So, you know, by the same standard that the Supreme Court refused to allow Colorado and Maine, I believe it was Maine, to remove him from the ballot, they would probably also refuse to allow a prosecution of him. I would, that said, I think it could be used to impeach him, but there's no way that a Republican-controlled House of Representatives is even going to consider articles of impeachment, much less, you know, advance them.
I didn't realize it was not enforceable. I didn't know that. I thought Colorado just ruled that they couldn't put, that they had to put Trump's name on the ballot, but they did not address the issue.
No, Colorado, the Secretary of State took his name off the ballot. There was a lawsuit. It went to the Colorado Supreme Court. The Supreme Court heard arguments about whether or not Trump committed insurrection or encouraged insurrection. They concluded that, in fact, he did. The same thing happened in a second state, which I recall was Maine, but I might be wrong. Fact check me on that. And those two states went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said that because Article 5, I think it is, of the 14th Amendment says that Congress may pass appropriate legislation to enforce the provisions of this amendment. Most of the amendments have that, you know, at the very end of them, or many of them do. But really, I mean, the reason why that was put in was because the earlier parts of the 14th Amendment that have to do with equal protection under the law are fairly vague, and Congress could, you know, make them more specific and give them more juice, and that's what they were thinking. I don't think that they, in their wildest dreams, were thinking that there was any ambiguity in you know, anybody who supports an insurrection. But, you know, the Supreme Court clearly, or at least the six Republicans on the Supreme Court, clearly trying to keep Trump on the ballot and hoping that Trump would become president ultimately, which is what happened, said that because Congress never passed legislation to put Article 3 of, or Section 3 of, you know, the 14th Amendment into place, that it doesn't have any legal standing right now. It's still part of our Constitution. That's why I say I think he could be prosecuted. He could be impeached under it. Claire, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, I completely disagree with the Supreme Court actions. And I think it's just a complete BS argument, but it is the law. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Are you ready to move in easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, soups, smoothies, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get, G-E-T, nativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. And start your transformation today. Pick up the calls here. Nancy in Woodland, California. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, Biden warned against the techno-industrial complex, similar to Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex. And in 2005, Eugene Jarecki made a documentary called Why We Fight.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, retired General John Eisenhower, the president's son, said that when he was looking through his father's papers, he found rough drafts for Eisenhower's farewell address. And in one of them, he had originally written military-industrial congressional complex.
That's correct. I've seen the original. Yeah, I mean, not the original. Yeah, I've seen a photo of the original. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and they showed that as well. And then he crossed out the word congressional. So ever since I saw that documentary, I've just been using that whole phrase because I just think it's so sad that he left that out.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to call in with that little bit of, I think, important. I was going to say trivia, but it's not trivia. I think it's really important.
I agree.
And the other thing is, I just wanted to say, remind people that a lot of people did not vote for Trump. They like to make it sound like a landslide, and we all know that it wasn't. It was really close. And I think that if the Republicans hadn't been up to their shenanigans with kicking people off voter rolls, intimidating people, and everything they did, I think she would have won. In fact, I guess maybe you'll talk to Greg, I guess, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Greg
day after,
and,
yeah. He's going to be on Friday, but yes.
Friday. And anyway, I kind of wonder, especially after what's-his-name's comment, talking about the voting machines, I just wonder if she really didn't win or we just don't know it.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, those are just my comments.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nancy. I agree. Paulie in Los Angeles. Hey, Paulie, thanks for listening to KPFK. What's up?
Hi. Hey, Tom, you know, when I was a little kid, I remember going to the market with my mom and having like these farm workers saying, please don't buy table grapes.
And oh, that was,
sounds silly. It works. It works. And I'm just saying this because I think it's time for good old boycotts. You know, these guys, so obviously all these guys, Trump, Bezos, Musk, it's so obvious. I don't think they're shameable. All they care about is money. That's it. So let's hit them where it hurts. And I just think everybody should get off X. They should get off Facebook. They can go to Blue Sky. Never buy from Amazon. Never buy a Tesla. Don't go to Solar City, which is also owned by Musk. And I think, you know, even maybe just the fear of them losing money, since that's all they care about, might do something, because they don't have shame. They've shown us they do not have shame, and there is no cavalry coming. We are the cavalry. So I want to know what your thoughts are on that, and thank you for being out there.
Well, you're welcome. I broadly agree with you. With regard to X, I still post my daily takeover there every day, and I'm not going to let go of my name because I don't want somebody to squat on it. But I no longer engage in conversations. I'm not going to help Musk with his, I've moved everything over to Blue Sky. Louise and I are looking for alternatives if we need to order things through the mail to Amazon. But these are small gestures. The great boycott of the 1960s, while it did help that union get some recognition, it wasn't the economic pressure that the boycott produced that caused that. There was very little actual economic pressure. Not a lot of people went along with the grape boycott. And in fact, most grapes are actually bought by the winemakers and by the big grape juice makers and raisins. But what happened was because it got so much national attention. I'm forgetting the name of the guy who was leading the movement. Cesar Chavez, that's right.
Cesar Chavez?
Because he was so eloquent, he was so good in the media, he basically shamed the growers into acknowledging the union, and many of them didn't, and many of them still don't, frankly. But, you know, boycotts are really, they're really tough, they're really tricky. But, you know, I get what you're saying, Paul. Paulie, thank you very much for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Let's talk about the executive orders Donald Trump signed yesterday and all the good stuff that Biden had done that Trump just repealed. I mean, it was pretty amazing stuff. Plus, a D.C. bishop takes him onto his face.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will review the governor's state of the state address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you
yes.
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A bipartisan House vote approved an amended version of the Lake and Riley Act requiring detention of undocumented migrants suspected of even minor offenses.
This legislation got some significant Democratic support in the Senate, got about 12 Democratic votes, and the first time it passed in the House, it got 48 Democratic votes. There has been vocal criticism from some Democrats saying that this chips away at due process because it creates this indefinite detention of those who have just been accused of a crime rather than convicted of a crime.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Continuing wildfire trouble in the Los Angeles area. More than 50,000 people under evacuation orders or warnings from a new fire burning north of L.A. Later